Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, football fans listening out there to the first IWFL International Challenge game between the Minnesota Vixen and the Manitoba Fearless Women's football team. I am Jody Benson, number 48 for the Vixen. Not playing today, but I'm doing my part up here in the booth, letting you guys know. We got underway a little early today. We are about 4 minutes elapsed in the first quarter. So far, quick scoring recap, Angela Griffin had a 54-yard touchdown on a counterplay to the right side for the Vixen with about a minute six elapsed in the game. And we are looking at Canada's first possession of the game. They are on the Vixen 27-yard line, moving from right to left on your radio dial, if you can remember what a radio is. And a nice little counterplay to the left side. Number one, Chelsea Pottinger, carrying the bulk of the yardage for Canada. They are moving the ball pretty well. A couple of nice runs, a couple of good pass plays, and they've moved themselves from the Minnesota Vixen 41, and now they are threatening on the 15th. Manitoba in the huddle. Quarterback number six, Janet Taylor, joining her teammates with the play. Vixen in some very nice new red and white striped uniforms special just for this game. Also, a two-point conversion after the 54-yard touchdown from Angela Griffith brings the score to 8-0 with the Manitoba team threatening on the 15-yard line of the Vixen. Third and seven. I formation up the middle, stuffed by Chelsea Hartwig, number 69 of the Vixen. Fearless, get nothing up the middle, but there seems to be some laundry on the field. Let's find out what that's all about. Conferring with the Vixen captain, looks to be a penalty on Manitoba. Yes, Manitoba will come back 5 yards. Looks like a legal procedure. So that brings us to third and about 12 for Manitoba, Vixen 20-yard line. Vixen running a 5-3 front. Mickey Byer, number 50, all alone in center field. Snaps away. Number 6 looks to pass over the middle. Slant. Not brought down right away by number 79. For the Vixen. I don't have a name for you guys there. That's one of the Iowa players. Don't have a name. I will get that for you. Fourth and four for Manitoba on the Vixen 12-yard line. Vixen line up again in a five-man front. Here comes the quarterback. Manitoba is running the quarterback in and out with the play after each down. Manitoba breaks the huddle. combination of red and white helmets over there on the Manitoba side. The Fearless do look pretty good. Standard I formation with a slot back, two wide receivers. Some motion, hand off to the right side. Brought down again by number 79, and it looks like she'll get called for a face mask, so the Fearless will get a little extra on the end of that. First down for the Fearless on the Vixen 8-yard line with the extra yards. That'll take it to half the distance to the goal. We'll be on the 3. First and goal from the Vixen 3-yard line. Let's see what the Vixen defense is made of. .79 for the Vixen is actually number 97 during the regular season, Maria Bartoletti, middle linebacker. Can Manitoba under the snap, hands off to the tailback, looking for room. No, Drew Barber grabs her red. She hits the line of scrimmage. She might have even lost some yards there. Number 1 for the Fearless, Chelsea Pottinger, doing yeoman's work back there at tailback, but stuffed at the line of scrimmage by Drew Barber, number 95 for the Vixen. Drew is a familiar name to any of those Vixen fans out there. Solid defensive end. All the Vixen coaching staff is here today, our head coach Mel Ferguson and all our regular assistants in brand new nice white shirts. Thankfully, we're on a turf field, so if the coaches get run over, they won't stain those nice white shirts. Canada, Manitoba, Fearless breaks the huddle. Canadian team out in slot left, I formation. To the fullback. Oh, again, met at the line of scrimmage by Tanita Cochran, number 29, veteran going to the All-Star game next week, along with Angela Griffith, who scored our first touchdown just as the game opened. Third and goal from the Vixen 1-yard line. Substitution for the Vixen, Jackie Willie coming off the field. See if the Vixen can make a stand here. Don't know what the Manitoba kicking game is like. Waiting to see what they line up in. Yes, slot left, I formation in the backfield. Corners out there on an island today. Tight goal line formation and on the defense. Fake. And number 6, Janet Taylor, the quarterback. On a fake right and a rollout left, quarterback takes it in for the score. Scores 8-6, Vixen. Let's see if the Fearless go for 2 or if they kick. Number 7, Jennifer McIntyre, had a chance to bring her down right at the goal line, but too much momentum on the part of number 6 carried her right into the end zone over number 7. And those of you who are Iowa Crush fans might recognize Jennifer's name. That is true. She is the one of the main players and actually the owner of the Iowa Crush. We have 6 or 7 of those players with us today. Helping bolster our numbers because several Vixen players were busy or injured or otherwise occupied for this historic game this weekend. Quarterback joins the huddle for Manitoba. Looks like they're going for 2. Slot left, I formation again. Wide receivers way out, at least 15 yards on either side. Motion, pitch to the backfield. Yes, Chelsea Hartwig sniffs that one out in a heartbeat, and number 69 brings her down back around the 12-yard line. So 2-point conversions for Manitoba, no good. Score 8-6 Vixen, 5:03 remaining in the first quarter. We'll wait to see the Vixen offense take the field again here in just a minute. Just an update, there was a penalty on that last play, that 2-point conversion attempt. declined by the eviction. So the eviction will receive here with number 20, Aaron Sheriff from the Iowa Crush, and number 21, McGee Steffes, borrowed from the Wisconsin Wolves, along with Nancy Biker, who's playing O-line today. So lots of friends of the Vixen coming to help us out in this historic game. Here goes the kickoff. Aaron Sheriff takes it down the sideline, tiptoes, tries to get past the crowd, but cannot, out of bounds about the 45-yard line of Manitoba. So let's see what the Vixen can do with their second chance of touching the ball. Sorry, McGee Steffes today is number 22, number 22. First down for the Vixen on the 45, right on the 45-yard line of Manitoba. The Vixen offensive line, of course, is anchored by center Michelle Brown, who is playing in her 11th season of football, along with Tony Cochran, one of the original Barnstorming Tour members. Emily Evans under center, number 3 for the Vixen. Wishbone formation. Pitch to the left. Oh, McGee Steffes. McGee Steffes runs. Yes, no one will catch her. She is very, very speedy. Those of you who may have seen the Wisconsin Wolves and the Wisconsin Northern Ice play back in the day, she takes the ball all the way to the house for a 45-yard touchdown for the Minnesota Vixen. The Vixen will again go for two. Evans jogs back from the sideline with the play as her red, white, and black clad teammates await. The Fearless in a 4-4 looks like, two safeties in the back. Man up on the corners. Pitch out left. And, oh, number 20. Aaron Sheriff lays a pancake block, springing McGee Steffes for the two-point conversion around the corner. Boy, I wish you guys had been here. That was a dream for a outside blocker on the corner. The defender was watching the runner, not seeing the blocker coming, and she laid her out with a forearm that was just very pretty if you're a fan of those kinds of things. So 4:44 remaining in the first quarter. Score is Vixen 16, Fearless 6. We are here today at Duluth Public School Stadium. It is a not bad day in Duluth, a little cloudy, a little overcast, a little cool, but the temperature is warm, and you'd be surprised because we are right here by the lake. You can literally see the lake from the press box where I'm standing, and about 60, 65 degrees, but very, very pleasant. Very nice day for football. Number 20, Aaron Sheriff, waits to kick off to the Fearless. Fearless kickoff return squad has a four-man front with two in the back and five just kind of scattered in the middle. Must be a fan of abstract art, those Fearless guys. And here's the kickoff to Manitoba. Sheriff to the right side. Number 11, she bobbles it. She bobbles it. Oh, number 38. Carol Whitman finally lands on the ball after it does a little bit of topsy-turvy around the field. Nobody in red could get there in time, and the Manitoba Fearless will take over on the 41-yard line, their own 41. Let's see what the Vixen have in store on defense this time. Adam Griffin, the Vixen defensive coordinator, has coached with head coach Mel Ferguson for several years in the men's semi-pro world, and this year joined Mel in his first season as the Vixen head coach. Snap, number 6, quarterback, little pass to the right side. And Sheriff, number 20, brings her down just shy of the first down, about 9.5 yards on that. Number 20, Aaron Sheriff on the tackle. Number 10, Lisa Claverkamp on the reception. So it'll be 2nd and about 3 inches, sorry, for Manitoba on the next play. Here comes number 6 to the huddle, Janet Taylor, the quarterback. Good arm, good vision. Really impressed with this Manitoba team. This is actually their first ever official game outside of Canada. Slot left again, I formation in the backfield. 11 goes in motion. That's Matt Hadlow for the speedy number 3. Number 3, speedy, finally brought down after about a 10-yard game to the right side by a big pile of red jerseys. Looks like number 81, Holly Stevens, was the instigator in that tackle. Some substitutions on the Vixen. 29, Tony Cochran coming in for 79, Bartoletti. Chelsea Hartwig coming back in for Charlie Williamson on the line. Manitoba still moving left to right on your radio dial. About 3:08 left in the first quarter. Ball's on the 39 of the Vixen. 1st and 10. Motion again in the backfield. Pitch. Oh, Drew Barber and Jeanette Nord and number 6, Jennifer Arismuth from the Iowa Crush meet at the running back, and that is a loss of about 4 yards. So 2nd and 14 now for the Fearless. Vixen defense still on the 5-man front, man out on the corners, 3 linebackers in the center field safety. We'll cover 3 action today, it looks like. Here comes the snap from Manitoba, flat left, I formation. Little counter to the right. Oh, met right at the line of scrimmage again by Jackie Willie and Jeanette Nord and Chelsea Hartwig. Tough to move it up the middle against this Vixen team, has been all year. Got about 1 yard on that play. We've got 3rd and 13 on the Vixen 42 with about 1.5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Score again, Vixen 16, Fearless 6. 2 touchdowns, 2 two-point conversions for the Vixen. The Fearless have 1 touchdown and a failed 2-point conversion. Fearless in that flat left split back formation this time. Pass was number 6. Johnny Taylor looks to pass. Deep. Oh, can't. Number 18 can't pull it in. Had a chance to maybe jump up and make a super grab. Amy Moore, number 18, coming out of the slot back position, just couldn't get a hand on it. In traffic with Aaron Sheriff and Eve Echols defending, but she did have a chance to go up and get the ball. 4th and 13 for Manitoba, still on the Vixen 42. Less than a minute to go in the first quarter. Both teams have all timeouts remaining. Punt formation for the Fearless. Steffes and Sheriff back for the Vixen. There's a flag on the play. Number 7, Jennifer McIntyre from the Crush. Fumble. Jennifer McIntyre recovers. Let's see what the flag is. Yeah, false start on Manitoba. Vixen will decline. Take over on downs at the 45-yard line of the Fearless. couple of players on injured reserve today. Kimmy Williams, number 70. For the Vixen O-line. And Jody Wallin, number 39, who suffered a head injury on Memorial Day weekend in Chicago. Emily Evans looks to pass. Oh, broken up at the last second by the fearless number 16, Pauline Civilo. Becky Bowman thought she'd broken it for a – that would have been a sure touchdown had she catch it. Civilo just got her hand in the path of the ball and tipped it away at the very last second. Excellent play by number 16. Both the defense and the offense looking excellent for the fearless. They for not having played all that much organized football, they're here, they've showed up, and they are ready to play. Evans under center with a wishbone backfield for the Vixen. Counter play. Here comes Angela Griffin around the right side, one man to beat, fighting for yards, and she's going to end up with about a four-yard gain on the play. Tackled by a bunch of fearless players led by number 16, Pauline Cibolo, and number 55, Jennifer McCreary. Fearless in a standard four, almost a 4-5, no corner out on the weak side. Man-to-man on the right. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score, Vixen 16, Fearless 6. This is the IWFL International Challenge game from Duluth Public Schools Stadium in Duluth, Minnesota. Taking a bit of time while the refs and teams reset at the middle of the first quarter, at the end of the first quarter. First quarter took about 35 minutes. It is still, it's gotten a little warmer. It's about 68 degrees here in Duluth. Duluth is about two and a half hours northeast of the Twin Cities, for those of you who might be wondering. McIntyre under center for the center, and the speedy McGee Steffes takes it around the left side, nearly avoids a tackle, but gets pushed out of bounds at about the 27-yard line of the Fearless. It'll be first and 10 on the 27. Second quarter action just underway if you're just joining us. McIntyre again under center, wishbone backfield, one fullback, two running backs, split formation. One receiver on the bottom of the field. Ooh, met hard at the line of scrimmage, McGee. That was number 37 and number 38 for the Canadians. 38 Carol Whitman and 50 Jennifer Bolio, number 37. Single receiver at the bottom of the field again. One fullback, split back formation, wishbone. McIntyre's going to option. And here comes McGee Steffes, speedy little McGee. Stays in bounds. Ooh, flag on the play. But a nice, about a 10-yard gain by Steffes. see what the flag's about. Looks like it's on eviction. Yes, the white hat is conferring with the Manitoba captains. Looks like holding on the eviction. Not uncommon when a runner suddenly changes direction and the blocker doesn't know. About a minute and a half elapsed here in the second quarter of the IWFL first ever International Challenge Series game between the Minnesota Vixen and the Manitoba Fearless. The score is 16-6, Vixen lead. Two quick scores in the first quarter. McIntyre looks to pass. Oh, knocked down by, tried to run a screen, looks like, but knocked down, broken up by number 14 and number 15 for the Fearless, Patricia Eco Davis and Tiffany Hersack. McIntyre comes back to the huddle with the play. Third and 19 on the Manitoba 36. I formation in the backfield, one split end, one wide receiver, and a tight end. Looking to pass. Yes! Oh! McGee Stephens breaks the coverage. Touchdown, Vixen. Beautiful little read by McIntyre, waiting for Steffes to reverse her direction and get out of the traffic at the line of scrimmage. And perfect strike right in stride down the far sideline, down the right side of the field. And it is 22-6, Vixen. And the Vixen are again going for 2 points. Interesting point. Here come the Vixen under center again with McIntyre. I formation, two receivers. Angela Griffin. Yes, just breaks the plane. Fights your way into the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good. Vixen 24, Fearless 6, with 12:56 remaining in the second quarter. You're listening to the International Challenge Game brought to you by the Independent Women's Football League with the Minnesota Vixen versus the Manitoba Fearless. The not uncommon for those of you familiar with women's football, the Manitoba owner is also a player. Tannis Wilson, number 33, defensive lineman. The Fearless do have a full coaching staff with 6 assistants and a head coach, team trainer, and team manager. And number 20 for the Vixen. Line drive kick hits the turf, bounces around a little bit over the head of number 3, number 11, and here comes, fumble! And luckily, number 3 for Canada, Lynn Tran, is right there to recover the fumble. But, number 6 for Jennifer Arismith takes out number 11 for the Fearless with a nifty little shoestring tackle that sent 11 almost upside down in the air. Beautiful little tackle. And now the Fearless offense will take this field. Not much trickery from either team here on offense or defense. Running standard I formation and wishbone backfield for the Vixen, and that slot right, slot left with an I formation in the backfield as well for Manitoba. Slot right this time for Manitoba, I formation in the backfield. Manitoba goes in motion. Hand up the middle. after about a 10, 11-yard gain, brought down by Bartoletti and Eccles for the Vixen. Nice little hole the Manitoba offense opened up in the right side of the Vixen line. That was speedy little number three, Lynn Tran, for Manitoba on the carry. Slot right for the Fearless, I formation. Five men front with a rolled up linebacker for the Vixen. Looking to pass! Eve Eccles on the defense of that play. Eve is one player who has really seen some excellent development in her rookie season. This is her first season playing football of any kind, and it's been really fun to watch her develop as a player and as a person. And I think that any of the teams out there will say that about their rookies, is that it's just fun to watch them. It's kind of like a light bulb that goes on about halfway through the season, and things just start to make sense. And it's just kind of fun to see that happen. Slot left now for Manitoba. Taylor under center sends Hadlow in motion. Oh, fake to the right side, and number six takes it for about 13 yards. Oh, that play has worked twice now for the Manitoba team. With that little fake to the right and a rollout and boot to the left for the quarterback. That's how they scored their touchdown, in fact, in the first quarter. Small crowd here today. I'd say about 150 people. But on a decent afternoon in Duluth, hard to sit still for 3 hours. That's understandable. Here come the Fearless once again. Slot right going in motion is Hadlow. Flag on the play. I believe that'll be offsides on the Vixen in the neutral zone before the snap. Yes, encroachment on the Vixen. So it will be first and about five on the just halfway between the 49 and the 50-yard line of the Vixen, just about midfield, about 11:05 left in the second quarter. Score is Vixen 24, Fearless 6. Manitoba, slot left in motion. Handoff left. Brought down by number 69, Chelsea Hartwig, for the Vixen. Chelsea's just one of those people that you think that the running back is past her. You think there's no way she's going to get the tackle. And then she just reaches out, and the runner's on the ground. About a yard gain on that play, so second and four. This is the Manitoba team's first official game, but they did participate in last year's Western Canadian Women's Tackle Football Championships, winning a couple of games and losing one. Pitch. Oh, Nikki Beyer misses a tackle in the backfield. Another missed tackle by Alicia Mena. Finally brought down, but not until number three, Lynn Tran, gets the first down. Maria Bartoletti finally getting enough on her to push her out of bounds. But again, two missed tackles, one in the backfield. Nikki Beyer had a hold of the tailback for about a 5-yard loss and just couldn't hang on. Timeout, Fearless. 9:31 left in the second quarter here in Duluth. Coming back from a timeout, Manitoba has the ball first and 10 on the Vixen 43. They started their drive at about their own 20-yard line. Doing a good job of moving the ball, keeping possession is Manitoba. Once again, the score here was 9:28 left in the second quarter, Vixen 24, 56. Slot right, I formation for Manitoba. Here goes the slot back in motion again. Quarterback has snap, looks to pass. Oh, completes a nice little out route to number 11. Hadlow, the slot back, bounced out of bounds by number 20, Aaron Sheriff for the Vixen. Chains will move. First and 10 on the 32. Vixen look a little soft in the slot area and the reverse today. Five man front, 5-3, man on the corners, center field safety again for the Vixen. Pitch to the tailback, getting chased, pushed out of bounds by number 20, pushed hard out of bounds by number 20, Aaron Sheriff, who clearly came to kick some Manitoba butt today for the Vixen. Drew Barber could have had the tailback with about a 4-yard gain, but just took a bad angle and ended up behind her. Another first down for Manitoba. First and 10 on the Vixen 21. 8:21 remaining in the second quarter. Slot left, motion right for Manitoba. Here comes a snap. Pitch to the tailback on the right side. Barber in pursuit, pushes number 3, Tran for Manitoba, out of bounds at about the 20, maybe a half-yard gain. Second and 10, lost a yard even. Second and 11 for Manitoba on that play. Quarterback Taylor joining the huddle again for Canada. Doing a good job of marching her troops downfield. This is almost a 3-minute drive for the Fearless. No motion this time. Split back. Quarterback fumbles the snap. Yeah, about all she can do is just fall on that thing because the Vixen were coming. So that'll bring up third and about 14 for the Fearless. Looks like whenever the Fearless line up with that split back formation, the flat back no motion and probably going to be a pass play. Shotgun formation now for Manitoba. Number 6 ready for the snap. High snap, but she handles it. Arms up. Oh, intercepted! Intercepted by number 81 of the Vixen on the Manitoba 15-yard line. And we'll go the other way. Quarterback Taylor in trouble for Canada, just kind of winged it through the middle, and 81 was there ready to pick it off. Oh, there's a flag on the play. Maybe not so fast. Ah! Illegal procedure on the Fearless Vixen ball. So the Vixen will have the ball with 6:49 remaining in the second quarter. They are in the lead, 24-6, in the IWFL International Challenge game between the Minnesota Vixen and the Manitoba Fearless. Good game so far today. Good game. Ball movement on both sides of the ball. Some quick scoring, some big plays. Fun to watch. McIntyre under center for the Vixens. I formation. McIntyre back to pass. Oh, Bowman nearly comes back and makes a nice catch, but can't get back fast enough. Hits the turf right before she gets there. McIntyre scrambling around, but still manages to get off a pretty decent throw. Bowman just couldn't get back for it. Looks like a little tight end dump over the middle. McIntyre back in the huddle with the play. Four three defense again for the Fearless. 4-4 now. Safety rolls up. Just about looks like a 9 in the box approach. The safety is about 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. Here comes Angela Griffin for about 2 yards on the left side. Running off tackle, but the Manitoba Fearless are there. It looks like number 54, Calantia, there to make the stop. Fixing. Third and 8 from their own 27. About 6 minutes left in the second quarter. McIntyre takes a snap, looks to pass. Evans wide open, running. Oh, boys, 2 tackles. Yes, she will get the first down. Nice little nifty move by Evans. Avoids 2 tackles that would have brought her down prior to the first down, and she will move the chains for the Vixen. It'll be first and 10 from the Fearless 39. We'd like to thank Women's Football Talk Radio, BJ and Nancy, Meg and Robin, who are broadcasting today's game. For all the latest news in the world of women's football, join WFBTalk.com on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, and 3 Pacific, or call them at 646-915-9555. McIntyre scrambling in the backfield. Oh, brought down behind the line of scrimmage for about a 3-yard loss on first down. And there's a Vixen player down. It is number 77, Kathy Haggerty, offensive lineman. Manitoba Fearless have some sponsors as well. Football Manitoba, Pauline Cibolo Massage Therapy. Actually, Pauline Cibolo, number 16, sang the Canadian National Anthem just before the game. Craig Whitman of CW Appraisals and Tamis Wilson, the team owner, has a little business called A Charmed Life that does sport jewelry. Captains today for the Fearless were Tanish Wilson, number 33, and Andrea Weichel, number 35. That was for the defense on the Fearless. The offensive captains for Manitoba were Charlene Mash Hadlow, number 11, doing a lot of the slot back duties today, and Christina O'Donnell, number 60. Ah, the Vixen player is up and running unassisted to the sidelines. Looks just like she had the wind knocked out of her. That does happen. Vixen captains today were Jennifer McIntyre, number 7, Eve Eccles, number 33, Michelle Braun, number 52, and Becky Bowman, number 88. Vixen come to the line of scrimmage. McIntyre on our center with an I formation. Split end and a wide receiver. One tight end. Give up the middle and a fumble. Oh. Fumble recovered by the Fearless. Looks like it just popped right out of the, might have bounced off the shoulder pads, actually, of the fullback, number 6, Jennifer Airsmith, covered by Manitoba before the Vixen could track it down. Those fumbles are crazy things in football. You think you know where the ball's going, and just because it's not round, it has a mind of its own. Manitoba offense back on the field after throwing an interception to the Vixen about 2 minutes ago. 4:31 remaining in the second quarter. Sun's going to come out a little bit on us here in Duluth. The Vixen early in the lead, 24-6. Slot motion to the right. Pitch to the back. Oh, Chelsea Hartwig penetrates the D-line and just mashes number 1 for the Fearless, Chelsea Pottinger. She tiptoed just a little bit through the backfield and paid for it with a big hit from number 69. That's one thing running backs learn real quick. You hit hard or you get hit even harder. Just past the 4-minute mark here in Duluth at Duluth Public School Stadium. Taylor under center for Manitoba. Oh, Taylor getting chased in the backfield, going to try to run for it. Hit hard, met very hard at the for about a 3-yard gain, but she paid for it. Number 81, Holly Stevens, linebacker. Maybe making the quarterback think twice about crossing the line of scrimmage the next time. 3rd and 7 for the Fearless on the Minnesota 47, 3:26 remaining in the second quarter. Taylor under center for Manitoba sends the slot back in motion. Ball's hiked, pitch to the right, and met at the line of scrimmage by number 29, Tanita Cochran. Yet another one of those people that you may not want to meet in the dark alley. Manitoba running attack kind of stalled somewhat here in the second quarter. 4th and 10 for the Fearless on the Vixen 45-yard line. .220 remaining in the second quarter, just about time for the 2-minute warning. They are going to go for it, 4th and 10, with almost 2 minutes remaining. Slot motion left, I formation in the backfield. Here's the play. Counter to the, oh, but Holly Stevens is waiting for number 1, Chelsea Pottinger, as she tries to sneak through a hole in the right side of the line. And that's the 2-minute warning. We do have an injured player down on the field, looks like. Number 68, Latisse Parrish for the Vixen. Once again, Latisse is a member of the Iowa Crush normally, and the Vixen were able to, shall we say, borrow some players from other IWFL teams to help us out in this historic game. And we really appreciate those folks for giving their time and energy to come to practice and be part of this event. A small gaggle of eviction personnel out there helping with the injured player. One of our defensive linemen, Jeanette Nord, also a paramedic. That's always handy when someone goes down. Oh, good. She's getting up. Looks like she'll come off. Looks like a twisted ankle, twisted knee. She'll come off under her own power. That's always good when you can see that happen. So the Vixen offense will take over on downs as the fourth down conversion attempt is unsuccessful for Fearless. We are at the two-minute warning. Score is Vixen 24, Fearless 6. In the IWFL International Challenge game here in Duluth, Minnesota. Jennifer McIntyre under center again. I formation in the backfield. Alicia Mena for the Vixen at fullback. Angela Griffith at who gets out of one tackle but can't avoid another one. They looks like a jailbreak type of blitz up the middle for the Fearless, and they get into the backfield before Griffin can clear the traffic. About a two-yard loss. Second and 12 from the Manitoba 41. Loss of about two. Looks like Coach Ferguson for the Vixen is going to be rotating quarterbacks every quarter. Emily Evans, number three, is now at wide receiver after playing quarterback in the first quarter. McIntyre back to pass. Oh, but McGee Steffes catches the ball but cannot escape number 35 and number 55 for, oh, excuse me, number 47 for the Fearless. Fearless call a timeout with a minute remaining in the first half. When they come back to the action, it'll be third and 15 from the Vixen's own 38. Temperature holding steady at 68 here in Duluth. Definitely becoming a beautiful afternoon as the time goes on. Seeing a little bit of sunshine here and there. Water's nice and sparkling. Great day for football once again. Here come the Vixen. Going to try and convert on third and 16. I formation. Two receivers for the Vixen. Here comes, but number 20, Aaron Sheriff, can't come back. Jennifer McIntyre under pressure in the backfield, unable to get enough air under the ball. Sheriff did have a step on her defender, but just the ball wasn't thrown far enough. Looks like Coach Ferguson's going to go for it. On 4th and 16 with 54.7 seconds left in the first half. Let's see what the Vixen do here. They have the 24-6 lead. Tight end right, two wide receivers for the Vixen. I formation backfield once again. McIntyre back to pass, looking, forcing the scramble. Steffes catches it, but cannot get out of the grasp of number 68 for the Fearless, and the Vixen will turn it over on downs. About an 8-yard gain, but just not enough for a first down, so Manitoba offense takes over at the Vixen 44. with 43.6 seconds remaining in the first half. They Vixen lead 24-6. Middle linebacker Maria Bartoletti gives her defense the play. Still in that 5-3 formation with a center field safety. Oh, false start, Manitoba. That'll kill you. 43.3 seconds left now. Looks like the right tackle misheard the snap counter, tried to anticipate it, and stood up just before she called Hutt. Football is a tough enough sport to begin with, but when you make mental mistakes like that, false starting is a definite preventable mistake. Slot motion left, I formation backfield. Taylor back to pass under pressure, fires across the, looking for the slant pattern run by number 12, Jenny Tabugo, but misses her inside. Good coverage on that play as well. Linebackers sniffed out that slant. Second and 15 now for the Fearless, 39 seconds remaining in the first half. See if the Vixen can keep them from the end zone going into halftime. Shotgun formation, split backs. Slot right for Manitoba. Oh, high snap. And Chris and Janet Taylor, quarterback, avoids a loss of a lot of yards by just winging it out there in the direction of number 10, Lisa Claverkamp. Number 84, Charlie Williamson, and number 66, Jackie Wood, were in hot pursuit of the quarterback after that high snap from the shotgun. Second quarter. Before halftime, Vixen lead 24-6. Shotgun formation, split backs again, slot right for Manitoba. Another flag, play is stopped. Yes, false start, another false start for Manitoba. So far for Manitoba on this drive, they have negative 10 yards, both from penalties to false starts by the O-line. So it'll be third and 20 for Manitoba with 31 seconds remaining in the first half. Shotgun formation again for the Fearless. Good snap this time. Oh, but a jailbreak again. And number 3, Lynn Tran, can't get hands on it. Quick pass from Taylor under severe pressure from, looked like a linebacker blitz right up the middle from the Vixen. Linebacker came right up the middle, Maria Bartoletti, number 79 today. And looks like Charlie Williamson and Drew Barber had heavy pressure on the ends as well. So, fourth and a bus ticket for the Fearless, who trail 24-6 with 24.6 seconds remaining in the first half. Under center again, split backs again, looks like a pass for the Fearless. Another blitz, but Taylor's pass just too far outside for number 18, Amy Moore, to track down. So, the Fearless will now turn it over on downs to the Vixen with 19.5 seconds remaining in the first half. Ball is on the Manitoba 46. Let's see what the Vixen offense can do. McIntyre calling the play in the huddle. Four three for the Manitoba defense. spread formation, four wideouts, and a single back for the Vixen. Shotgun. McIntyre looks to pass, has to scramble, avoids one. McIntyre will escape one tackle and get out of bounds with about 10.2 seconds remaining. Turn a scrambling play into a 5-yard gain. Nice job by McIntyre. Sorry, a 4-yard gain. So we're looking at 2nd and 6 for the Vixen on the 42 of Manitoba, 10.2 seconds remaining in the first half. Vixen lead 24-6. Maybe two, maybe three plays remaining for the Vixen in this quarter, in the half, if they can get something out of bounds. Shotgun formation, single back, spread formation again, four wideouts for the. Here comes McGee Stuffis, number 22, avoids one tackle, avoids two tackles, but can't get away from number 17 for the Fearless. That's Dandino. Stephanie Dandino for the Vixen. And the. For the Fearless, sorry. And the Vixen will take a timeout with 2.5 seconds remaining in the half. See if they can't make one last strike for the end zone. Once again, 2.5 seconds remaining in the first half. Vixen lead 24-6. Going to make one final shot here for the end zone. Spread formation, shotgun for McIntyre, single back. McIntyre scrambling, throws, and caught by the Geese Stephens. Touchdown, Vixen! As the horn expires, she caught the ball and takes it in the rest of the way, about 15 yards after the catch for McGee Stephens. And the Vixen will get to make the two-point attempt. 30-6, Vixen. Beautiful, beautiful play. In traffic. Low line drive pass from McIntyre to 22 Stephens, who concentrated on it the whole way, had a step on her defender, and ran about 15 yards after catching the ball right into the end zone. I formation on the two-point conversion for the Vixen. There is no time remaining on the clock. This is the last play of the first half. Then, yes, and Alicia Mena, the human armadillo, the Vixen fullback, gets in for the two-point conversion. Score at the half is Vixen 32, Fearless 6. Thanks for listening to the IWFL International Challenge game between the Minnesota Vixen and the Manitoba Fearless on WFBTalk.com. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the league a question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos? Or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel, but it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So let go, watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
I can't.
Sometimes I don't make sense.
I am
what you never want to say, but I've never had a doubt. It's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you for once just to hear me out.
So I
let go, watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
About 11 minutes remaining in halftime here at Duluth Public School Stadium. Actually, it's interesting. Every public high school in Duluth, there are three, play all their games at this stadium. There's three colleges in the area, UMD, St. Scholastica, and University of Wisconsin-Superior, which is just across the border in Superior, Wisconsin, about a five-minute drive. And those fields and this public high school stadium are pretty much the only football fields for about a 20-mile radius around Duluth.
Yeah,
working on a scoring summary for you fans listening out there. The scoring did start off quickly. I do recall that with a minute six elapsed in the first quarter, Angela Griffin ran 54 yards for a score with a two-point conversion directly after by Alicia Mena for the Vixen. And you might laugh when I call her the human armadillo, but if you could see her in action, she really, truly is. I'm actually looking down right now at the trophy for the IWFL International Challenge game. It will be a traveling trophy, we hope, for many years to come. It's a very nice mahogany base with looks like a burnished brass football set on top of it, and with a space on the base for scores and teams to be engraved. Sun coming out again here in Duluth. Gonna shine down on the fine folks watching some football today. Started out a little cool, but has steadily increased in temperature. It's about 10 after 3 on a wonderful Saturday afternoon in the fine city of Duluth, Minnesota. Duluth is actually popular for many things, including a family called Glensheen, who have a mansion on the outskirts of town. It's not necessarily a nice story, but in the 1950s, one of the children of the family murdered the parents and the rest of the family. And today, the mansion still stands. It's called the Glenshee Mansion, and it is a very popular tourist attraction. As well as boat rides, dinner cruises are very popular here in Duluth. Used to be a really big shipping industry. Lake Superior and Duluth Superior are one of the biggest shipping stops in the Great Lakes. Have a scoring summary for you now. At 13:54, so 1:60 left in the first quarter, Emily Evans hands to Angela Griffin for a 46-yard touchdown, and then a handoff to Alicia Mena for a two-point conversion, scoring 8-0. At 8:03 remaining in the first quarter, quarterback keeper, 3 yards for number six, Jana Taylor. For number six, Jana Taylor, she is, again, 3 yards, and two-point conversion was no good, score 8-6. Next score was the Vixen again. This is still in the first quarter, 45-yard run for McGee Steffes with 4:44 remaining in the first quarter. Second quarter, and she also had the two-point conversion. Directly after that, 16-6 was the score at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, Vixen started off things again with a 36-yard pass from Jennifer McIntyre to McGee Steffes at 12:56. McIntyre handed off to Angela Griffin for the two-point conversion, score 26. And with no time left on the clock, McIntyre, 39-yard pass to McGee Steffes, Alicia Mena in for the two-point conversion, giving us a halftime score of 32-6, Vixen leading the Fearless from Manitoba. Yeah, so go down and then to the left. We're going to take another quick 2-minute break here from Duluth, Minnesota. You are listening to the International Challenge Game brought to you by the Independent Women's Football League with the Minnesota Vixen versus the Manitoba Fearless. Vixen lead 32-6. There's about 6 minutes left in halftime.
Now I see the truth, I gotta die.
about a minute 30. About a minute remaining in halftime here at the IWFL and National Challenge game. Both teams have returned to the field. Quick unofficial stats. McGee Steffes has about 140 yards offense so far for the game. Angela Griffin for the Vixen, 46. Leading rusher for Manitoba is number 3, Lynn Tran, with about 40 yards rushing. And there's a smattering of fearless receivers with about 10 yards each. Captains will come back on the field in time for the second half to begin. A little bit more about the International Challenge Game Series itself. The IWFL started the ICG as an initiative to support the participation of girls and women in tackle football worldwide. The series is designed to offer exciting opportunities for teams to showcase their skills and sportsmanship while promoting the sport of women's tackle football on an international stage. The Fearless will receive to start the second half. The Vixen will take the field. Number 20, Aaron Sheriff for the Vixen, kicking off. Vixen moving right to left on your radio dial. And there's the whistle. Sheriff approaches the ball. Kick is off. Another line drive kick. Runs. And number 11 picks it up just at the goal line. Here come the Vixen. And Nikki Byard, Eve Eccles brings down number 11. Mash Hadlow by Eve Eccles, number 33. First and 10 for Manitoba on about the 20-and-a-half, their own 20-and-a-half. Vixen defense on the field. Five-man front again, three linebackers. Man on the corner and a center field safety. Hand off to Tran in the backfield, brought down, tripped up by number 66, Jackie Willie. Flag on the play, 3rd and 15. 3rd and 15 for the Fearless from their own 15-yard line. First and 15, I'm sorry. 14:22, about less than a minute has elapsed in the third quarter. Pitch right, number 1. Oh, hit hard by number 81 on Holly Stevens for the Vixen. Number 1. Chelsea Pottinger, again, trying to tiptoe to the right side of that offensive line, and 81 just waiting to stop her progress. Some very hard hits today on the behalf of the Vixen in this International Challenge game. Here come the Fearless. Number 6, Taylor under center, I formation. Slot motion right. fake. Oh, and around to the left side. 11 could go a long way. 81 in pursuit. Drew Barber, 95. Chaser out of bounds after about a 15-yard gain for the Fearless. The Vixen have had trouble with that reverse play all afternoon. Surprising Manitoba hasn't taken more advantage of it. First down, Manitoba. First and 10 from the 30-yard line, from their own 30. Manitoba moving left to right. 13-19 remaining in the third quarter. Vixen lead 32-6, despite trailing in time of possession. Shotgun formation, split back, slot right for Manitoba. Split end and a wide receiver. High snap, looks to pass, 18 slot, and it is intercepted by number 6, Aerosmith, for the Vixen. She could go in, only the quarterback to beat. Oh, and the quarterback knocks her out of bounds on the 2-yard line. Aerosmith returns an interception about 40 yards for the Minnesota Vixen. It will be first and goal on the 4-yard line of Manitoba. Taylor saves a touchdown for the Vixen, shoving Aerosmith out of bounds just at the 4-yard line. First and goal. Let's see if the Vixen can punch it in. Yeah, Taylor, the quarterback, was in trouble, heaved it up, looking for the slant. 81 jumped the route and took it, number 6 jumped the route and took it the other way. Split back formation, wishbone for the Vixen. Hand off to the left side, McGee Steffes. Just can't stop her today. One more touchdown for McGee Steffes. Excellent blocking, excellent interior line blocking on the left side. No, nobody could get over there. And she's fast enough that it probably wouldn't have mattered anyway. Vixen leads 38-6. And they'll set up for the two-point conversion. Evans under center again for the Vixen. Coach Ferguson continuing with his plan to switch quarterbacks every quarter. Kind of a nice thing when you've got multi-talented quarterbacks. Wishbone formation again. Single receiver out to the left. Snap. Here comes a snap. Mena. Pushing and shoving her way in. Does she make it? Did not make it. The first two-point conversion failure of the afternoon for the Vixen, who have pretty much had their way with the defensive line for the Fearless most of the afternoon. So now, once again, the Vixen will kick off to Manitoba after their second interception of the afternoon. The first one resulted in turning it over on downs, but the second one results in a touchdown. Number 20, Aaron Sheriff, will kick off again for the Vixen. A little bit of celebration before the kickoff, some pink in the background. Here comes the kick from Sheriff. And it is a short, high kick, bouncing, and number 10, it will not go out of bounds. It will go out of bounds, finally, at the 8-yard line. Let's see if we'll have a re-kick or if they'll take the yardage. I believe it's not an automatic re-kick. Are they trying to see whether it actually went out of bounds? I'm not sure. It was very close. That was a very risky play by the Canadian team, by Manitoba, waiting to see if it would go out of bounds. It just died on the Manitoba 8-yard line. So Canada will take over the ball on their own 40. Okay, Vixen defense, let's see what you got. Manitoba lines up five formation, slot left. Let's see if they send a slot in motion. They've been doing that most of the afternoon. One receiver on each of the top and bottom. No motion. Pitch out right. And one missed tackle, but not two, as number 20, Aaron Sheriff, pushes her out of bounds. Number six, Aerosmith, had a chance to tackle for about a four-yard loss, but just couldn't get the angle or the hold on the Manitoba player. And now it's first and 10 from the Minnesota 46 after a 14-yard gain. 12:20 remaining in the third quarter. Vixen lead 38-6. Taylor under center for Manitoba, slot left, not going in motion this time. I formation, blitz. Oh, and Aerosmith misses her, but she get the Canada player number three, Tran, runs out of bounds after about a three-yard gain. She's shifty, that number three. Number 69 almost had a sure tackle in the backfield and just couldn't hang on to her. And again, number six, Aerosmith, also had a shot at her in the backfield, and Tran just outran him. Second and eight on the 44. Taylor under center, I formation, slot left. Slots in motion to the right. Here we go. Handoff. Pitch out. And possibly intentional grounding, although there's no flag. I guess there was a receiver in the area, but they tried that fake to the right, boot leg for the quarterback to the left again, and this time the Vixen sniffed it out. Taylor avoided a loss of yardage by managing to flip it in the direction of the one person that was over there. Third and eight from the 44. The Vixen await the Fearless at the line of scrimmage. Five men front again, three linebackers. Well, we're rolling up a safety, looks like, so it's almost a 6-2. We're going to put some in the box. Still a center field safety, though. And this looks like it might be on Manitoba. Yes, delay of game, Manitoba. Took just a little bit too long to get that playoff. So now we've got third and 13 from the 49. About 11 minutes left in the third quarter. Vixen lead 38-6. Here come the Fearless trying to convert on a third and long. Shotgun formation, split backs, one back either side of the quarterback, slot right. Receivers right and left. High snap again. Here come the blitz. Number six dumps it to 10, who gets tackled by a large gaggle of Vixen led by Aerosmith, number six of the Vixen. Jeanette Nord and number 20, Aaron Sheriff, also in on the tackle. About an 8-yard gain. So fourth and six for the Fearless. Here comes Taylor with the play. Here come the Fearless. Fourth and seven. They are going for it. Slot right. Receivers right. Affirmation. Give to three. Tran up the middle, and she may have the first down. Barreling through the middle behind some decent blocking. Yes, it is a first down. First down, Manitoba. I believe that is their, that is the first, fits and starts for the Manitoba offense, but they get it done when they need to. Ball is on the Vixen 36. 9:20 remaining in the third quarter. Tough to be a defense on sustained drives like this. Let's see how the Vixen do. Slap motion right, I formation. Give to the tailback. Oh, Drew Barber can't find her, but Tran taken down tough by Drew Barber and Jackie Willie on the front end, I believe. Number 66, Jackie Willie, another one of those rookies for the Vixen who's just had an outstanding year. Again, that light bulb goes off, and when it goes off, goes on, it stays on for most people, and Jackie's went on early and stayed on, and I don't think it's ever going to go off again. Manitoba taking a long time in the huddle again. Vixen ready far before they break. Coming to the line now. Slot left again, number 11. I formation in the backfield. Slot motion right. Receivers top and bottom once again. Fake roll out to the right this time. And they're not going to get anything. Parrish sniffs that out and puts her into the turf after about a one-yard gain. Aerosmith and Parrish, actually, and Sheriff, sorry, coming in to join forces on that tackle. A couple of substitutions on the defensive line. Hartwig and Parrish coming out for the Vixen. We'll see some new tackles. Castaldi, we have an offensive version of the defensive line. The center, Michelle Brown, and left guard, Monica Castaldi, in there. Slot motion right, I formation. Handoff, counterplay to the left. Excellent call by the offense. Tackled by number 81, Holly Stevens. 11, the slot back, taking a end around. Little variation on the play that's been successful for Manitoba all afternoon. That was a good gain for a first down. We're on the Vixen 32. Vixen lead 38-6 with 6:45 remaining in the third quarter. 24 of the Vixen, 24-yard line. 24 yards to a score. Let's see if Manitoba can punch it in. Slot left. Formation, running off tackle to the left side. The fullback takes it for about a 3-yard gain, second and 7 from the 4-yard gain, second and 6 from the 20. Good job by the Manitoba left side of the O-line to get some seal on the defensive line of the Vixen. The right side of the defensive line is anchored by Tammy Helton and here goes Manitoba again. Taylor back to pass. Pressured hard by Aerosmith and nearly picked off in the end zone by Aaron Sheriff. Aerosmith actually did knock down Taylor, but I believe we'll call that the one-step rule. And Jackie Willie back on the O-line for the Vixen. And Chelsea Hartwig. That's the cool thing about women's football. You often get a chance to play every single position in a single game. Under center is Taylor, slot motion right. Ooh, Vixen might have jumped. Here comes Tran trying to find her way through. Gets a short gain, might get helped by the defense. Here come the Fearless. It is 4th and 1 on the Vixen 15, slot motion right, I formation. Hand off to the Tran, and Parrish makes a one-handed belt tackle, looks like, on Tran, but not until she gets the first down. 1st and 10, are they going to call this 1st and goal? Yep, they're going to call this 1st and goal on about the 9.5-yard line of the Vixen. Yes, they are dropping the chains. 1st and goal for Manitoba. These long, sustained drives from Manitoba are really impressive. Taylor under center, motion right, slot motion right, eye formation in the backfield. Hand off to Tran, looking for a counter. Oh, this time met at the line of scrimmage, right at the line of scrimmage by Tony Cochran, Drew Barber, Jackie Willie, and two other Vixen players. I think that what is the plural of Vixen? Is that a gaggle? Is it a flock? I'm not sure. Maybe someone can text me and tell me. I know a lot of crows is a murder, but we try to keep things clean here in the IWFL. Here come the Manitoba Fearless, about 9.5 yards to the end zone. Taylor under center sends Hadlow in motion to the left in the slot. Looking to pass. Oh, knocked down. And, oh, bobbled around. Cannot manage to get a hand on it. And Vixen, hands up coming in. And very, very dangerous throw for the Manitoba quarterback. 6 thought she might get it over, but when the player coming at you is 6'5" and 275 pounds, not a lot of chance that's going to happen. Number 6'8", Latisse Parrish, had the deflection on that pass. Here come the Fearless, 3rd and 10 again. Goal to go. Slot motion right. And they're sending 6 around the corner, but, oh, fumble, and the Vixen will recover on the Fearless 14-yard, on the 14-yard line. They will take over after a fumble recovery. Looks like Parrish or Tony Cochran knocked out the ball as they tackled, yes, Tony Cochran on the strip as Taylor tried to get around the corner, and 81, Holly Stevens was right there to cover it up. So Vixen will take over, 1st and 10 on their own 14-yard line, stopping Manitoba from what was almost a 10-minute drive. 1st and 10, Evans under center, wishbone backfield for the Vixen. Mena right up the middle, bowling her way to the 20-yard line, gain of about 5, 6. 2nd and 4 for the Vixen. About 3 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Vixen lead 38-6. Vixen taking off again from their own 20. Evans under center, wishbone backfield, one receiver out to the left, tight end on the right. Running off, tackle to the right side. Griffin, not much, maybe a yard. 4 yards. Very close to the first down. Very, very close. But it will be 3rd and about a yard for the Vixen on their own 18. I think if the quarterback sneezes, they might get a 1st down here, but we'll see if we need any Kleenex or not. Michelle Brown ready for the snap. Evans on her center. Wishbone formation. Oh, I believe that's a false start on the Vixen. Yes, false start. First offensive penalty. There might have been some, I think there was one holding, but that's the first mental mistake for the Vixen offense this afternoon. So third and six from their own 18-yard line. Minute 29 to go in the third quarter. It's out to the left. Speedy Mickey Steffens is off to the races. Gone. Yes, I believe she's gone down the sideline. Number 22, McGee Steffens. 30, 20, 10. No one's going to catch her. Touchdown, McGee Steffens. 44-6, Vixen. She broke a little pitch out to the left side. She broke a couple of tackles. And just so fast and so shifty, it's hard to stop her. Number 22, McGee Steffens, that is her fifth touchdown today, I believe. Vixen preparing for the two-point conversion attempt. Wishbone backfield again. Evans under center. Counter to 80, and yes, she will skate in on the left side of the line. Excellent fake. Everyone believed that Alicia Mena, number 44, was going to get that ball, and Angela Griffin just skated around the left side of the line. Excellent job of the O-line, pushing almost the entire Manitoba O-line into the end zone on that play. So the score here in Duluth at Public School Stadium with 1 minute left in the third quarter, Vixen 46, Fearless 6. And as usual in a football game, when there's a big discrepancy in score, it doesn't always tell the whole story of the game, because the Manitoba has had two or three scoring drives of at least 6 or 7 minutes. They just can't get the ball into the end zone. Two interceptions and a fumble, and that's the difference in the game, folks. Here's the kick by Parrish. Booming kick. Caught by number 11, the slot back at the 10-yard line. She's at the 30. Fighting. She's brought down at the 36-yard line by Jeanette Nord of the Vixen. Excellent return and a very good kick from the sheriff of the Vixen. So it's first and 10 from Manitoba on their own 36, trailing 46-6 with 53.9 seconds left in the third quarter. The sun's kind of disappeared for us this afternoon, but we're hoping it makes an appearance. There's a brisk wind. The flag across the field is rippling in a good breeze. Here come the Fearless slot left eye formation. Looks like delay of game on the Fearless. No, it is. Not sure what that penalty was on the Vixen, but it's first and 5 for Manitoba. First and 5 for Manitoba. Flat. Running off tackle to the left side. Very little gain, if any, for Tran, number 3, second and about 3. And as time expires here in the third quarter, the Vixen lead 46-6 over the Manitoba Fearless women's football team. Both teams have actually been in town since yesterday morning for the Vixen and yesterday afternoon for Manitoba. Here comes Manitoba. Slot motion right, receivers top and bottom. hand off to Pottinger to the left side of the tackle, but there's a flag, and I believe it will be an encroachment on the Vixen. That is the end of the first quarter as well, or the third quarter. They're waving off the flag. Oh, they're not waving it off. They're discussing it. Zebra convention here on the 50-yard line. Teams will switch sides. Now Manitoba will be going right to left on your radio dial. Yes, they've waved off the flag. Pause here while they get the chains reset for the quarter. Special thanks to all our volunteers here today who are working hard on the chain gang and concessions and ticket taking and the like. As most of you familiar with women's football know, it's a volunteer thing, and sometimes you don't get even thanked. So it's always nice to thank your volunteers and your fans. Taylor under center looking to pass. Nobody over the middle. Looks like they were trying to run a tight end dump, short, quick pass over the middle, but nobody there except a lot of turf. Fourth and about two for Manitoba from their own 44-yard line. Fourth quarter action just underway here at the IWFL International Challenge game at Duluth Public Schools Stadium in Duluth, Minnesota. Still a 5-3 for the Vixen with a center field safety. It's been working for them pretty well all game. Oh, false start on Manitoba. That's tough in the fourth quarter when you're tired and you're behind and you need a score and you want to get out of that stance quickly so you can prevent the defense from coming after you. And sometimes you just don't think about it and move too quick. Looks like Manitoba's going to change their minds and not go for it on fourth. It's now fourth and seven after that penalty. The punt squad has come out for the Fearless. 22, McGee Stephis back for the Vixen to receive the punt. And it's a short punt. It'll be downed by Manitoba around the 40-yard line of the Vixen. 14 minutes left here in fourth quarter action in the IWFL International Challenge game. The offense and defense switched the field after the defense forced Manitoba to punt. Three false start penalties and some delay of game mistakes have hurt Manitoba's offense, but their defense has held strong. It's been mostly big yardage scoring plays for the Vixen this afternoon. McIntyre back under center for the Vixen, who will go to I formation. Alicia Mehta at fullback and Angela Griffin in the backfield. Hand off to Runt, who runs over the Manitoba defender for about a 10-yard gain, and yes, they will move the chains. That's enough for a Vixen first down. So first and 10 from the Manitoba 48, crossing midfield on that play. Here come the Vixen to the line. Looks like we have receivers top and bottom, I formation, tight end right. McIntyre checks out the defense. Oh, fumble, but looks like the Vixen fell on the ball. Yes, it remains Vixen ball. So, second and 10, that was just about at the line of scrimmage. Let's see what Coach Mel Ferguson has in mind now. Manitoba still in a 4-3, kind of a 4-4. The safety rolls up to the strong side, and then the free safety looks like is about 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. Man on the corners, about 4 yards off. Griffin! From the tailback position, gains about 3 yards up the middle. Tackled by number 33, Tanis Wilson, for the Fearless. Pretty good tacklers, the Fearless are. Good. Looks like they have good fundamentals, well-coached, very sportsmanlike team, very respectful. Pretty impressive showing in their first official football game. McIntyre in a center. I formation again. Yes. Run up the middle by Mena. Still going. Finally brought down after about a 15-yard gain. That's a Vixen first down. The human armadillo does it again. So now it's first and 10 for the Vixen from the Manitoba 30. They lead 46-6 here with 11:40 remaining in the fourth quarter, and it looks like they might add one more score to today's total. Vixen come to the line, McIntyre under center. Five formation, receivers top and bottom, tight end right. Again, a give to Mena, who's grabbed from behind at the line of scrimmage and written down by number 33, Tanis Wilson. McIntyre gets the play from Mel Ferguson, calls it in the huddle. Second and 8 from the Manitoba 28. Here comes the Vixen offense. Receivers top and bottom, tight end right, I formation. Pass to Griffin on the left side. She's not going to go. Ooh, she's going to reverse field and probably just outrun everybody. Sheriff is doing an excellent job of blocking. Blocked for at least 10 seconds on the right side of the field because she saw Griffin was reversing field. Fantastic job of downfield blocking. That's a first down for the Minnesota Vixen after a short pitch to the left with a broken play. Looked like Griffin was going to get tackled for a loss, but she reversed the field all the way across. Some excellent downfield blocking and a first down for the Vixen. It's first and 10 on the 12-yard line of Manitoba. 10 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. McIntyre under center, 4-4 for the Manitoba defense, man up on the corners. Mena plowing her way for about 3 yards, brought down by Jessica McCreary for the Fearless. Here come the Vixen, second and 8, balls on the 10-yard line, threatening to score, leading 46-6 in the fourth quarter. There's the Mena, takes it through a small hole on the left side of the line, another 4 yards for Alicia Mena, the fullback. It'll be third third, and about four. The Vixen can get a first down. The first down marker is about at the 1.5 yard line of the Fearless. The ball's on the 5. 3rd and 3 from the 5. About 8.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Blitz coming from the... Oh, and the first sack of the afternoon for the Fearless. Number 55 and number 38 come in on a all-out middle blitz, and McIntyre dropped for about a 10-yard loss. It's 4th and 13 from the 16-yard line for the Vixen. Let's see what they do here. Excellent blitz, and excellent timing for that blitz from the Manitoba defense. Good time to call it. Excellently executed. They just pushed the center aside, and McIntyre was looking to pass and couldn't get away. McIntyre back under center. High formation. Going back to pass. Good blocking. There's Sheriff, but no, the Vixen will not convert on fourth down. They will turn the ball over, and the Fearless will get another shot here in the fourth quarter in the IWFL International Challenge game. 7:29 to go in this game. The first ever meeting between the Minnesota Vixen and a Canadian team, although the IWFL does have a team in Montreal. Manitoba represents the Manitoba Women's Provincial Tackle Football Program. It's the only women's football team in Manitoba, which is in Western Canada, for those of you who may not be as up on your Canadian geography. Linebackers up on the line for Manitoba, and Tony Cochran and Jackie Willie meet the running back at the line of scrimmage and say, "This far, no further." Lynn Tran, again, number 3, doing most of the tailback work today for the Fearless. It's 2nd and about 8 from the 18-yard line. Just under 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 46-6 is the score. The Vixen lead the Fearless. Split backs now. Slot right. And that will be encroachment on the Vixen. Number 84, Charlita Williamson, jumped the snap trying to anticipate the count. Good to see players still aggressive at this point in the game. Sometimes when you're winding down a game with a big lead, you maybe take a play off, don't anticipate the snap, don't get in there like you should, but not the case with the Vixen. So a little help from the defense, and it's 2nd and 3 for the Fearless with about 6:40 left in the ballgame. Taylor and her teammates taking a little bit longer than usual from the huddle, but here they come. She'll go under center, I formation, slot left, receivers top and bottom, slot goes in motion to the right, and pass is attempted, but nobody there. Looked like some heavy, heavy pressure up the middle from Williamson and Cochran, and Taylor just had to get rid of the ball. Luckily, that was a very dangerous pass. She's lucky that wasn't intercepted. There just weren't enough Vixen in the vicinity. So 3rd and 3, again, from the 23-yard line, from their own 23-yard line. Here come the Fearless. Shotgun formation, split backs, slot left. Vixen are still in a 5-3, man up on the receivers. Heavy pressure again, and nearly intercepted. Excellent defense, excellent coverage by McGee Steffes out there on the corner. Also, 81, Holly Stevens broke on the route. Taylor for Manitoba looking for the slant pattern from the slot and the wide receiver. Oh, unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the, or pass interference penalty, I should say, on the Dixon will give the Fearless a first down, first and 10 on the, on their own 38. Handoff to the fullback, a couple yards, and then met by Tony Cochran and Bartoletti for the Vixen. About a 5-yard gain, second and 5. About 5 minutes left to go. Once again, thanks to WFBTalk.com for hosting our game this afternoon. They're a very great thing for women's football, letting people all over the world listen to games such as this. Slot goes motion right, receivers top and bottom, eyes formation, handoff to the tailback. She sneaks through the right side of the line. Maybe, yes, they will give her the first down. Tran for about 5.5 yards and a first down. Monica Castaldi in on the tackle, the offense helping the defensive line out again this afternoon. Once again, we're here at the IWFL International Challenge game with the Minnesota Vixen and the Manitoba Fearless. Vixen leads 46-6 with about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. First and 10 on the 48 of Manitoba. Slot motion left, I formation. Taylor under center. Looks to pass, looking for the slant. Oh, nearly picked off. Again, looking for 3, Tran, out of the backfield. But 81 jumped the route and just couldn't keep her hands on it. It bounced off her hands. And as a receiver, you just hate it when that happens. So it'll be second and 10 from the 48. Here comes Manitoba, second 10 from their own 48, 3 minutes left. Shotgun formation, split back, slot right. Receivers top and bottom. So, and here come the Vixen. Oh, and 3, had some room, had the pass been good, but she misses the ball. Sick Taylor under heavy pressure, couldn't put the ball where Tran could make an easy reception. She was in. She had found the crease for that little wheel route out of the backfield, and 3 defenders were just a step away. So third and 10 from their own 48, winding down to the 2-minute warning here in the fourth quarter in Duluth. Manitoba up to the line, I formation, slot right, Taylor under center. Back to pass, looking for 3 out of the backfield. She catches it. Here goes Bartoletti, going to try to catch her. And a one-handed tackle from Bartoletti grabs her by the back of the jersey. But not until Tran gets about a 30-yard gain. It is first and 10 Manitoba on the Vixen 25-yard line. 2-minute warning now. As always, games like this can't happen without the help of a lot of people, including some of the local businesses who were really supportive of of our plans to have this game here. We've gotten great response from the local press, some TV coverage. Famous Dave's here in town donated the food for the after party. Several of the area businesses got together and helped sponsor our game program. So women's football is truly a team effort, and it can't be done without the help of everybody. If you'd like more information about the Minnesota Vixen, you can always visit us at www.minnesotavixen.com. And the Manitoba team is at www.fearlessfootballwomen.com. The Vixen are just finishing up their 11th season of play, which makes them the longest continuously operating football team in the United States. We are happy to continue the heritage started by teams in the 1970s and 80s. Here come the Fearless, Taylor under center, slot right, I formation. Back to pass, here comes the rush. Oh, the receiver's not looking, and Nikki Byer nearly has herself an interception. Number 11, the slot receiver, Hadlow, had she been looking for the ball, she had a clear path to maybe even a touchdown, but wasn't looking for the ball, and Nikki Byer nearly stepped behind her and took it the other way, and she would have gone a long way because there was nothing but green. Here comes Manitoba again, shotgun formation, split back, slot right, receivers top and bottom. Vixen are still 5-3, man up. Ooh, ha! Unintentional Wildcat play. Tran takes the high snap, tries to get outside, but chased down by number 81, Holly Stevens, and brought down just about at the line of scrimmage. So we're 3rd and 10 with 38 seconds to go. Clock is winding down in the fourth quarter here at Duluth Public Schools Stadium. Looks like the Vixen are going to come out of this with a win over the Manitoba Fearless in the first ever IWFL International Challenge game. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. We hope you had a great time. Taylor, 12 seconds left, and intercepted by number 7, Jen McIntyre. She's running down the sideline, running down the far sideline. No tackle. Oh, and she's finally tackled at about the 50-yard line, and time will expire on that play. So an interception by number 7, Jennifer McIntyre, to end the game. And your final score is Minnesota Vixen 46, Fearless 6. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, and we'll try to get some interviews for you with the head coach of both teams. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We'll be right back. watch this.
Get stupid, get stupid, get stupid, don't stop. Get stupid, get stupid, get stupid, don't stop. Get stupid, get stupid, get stupid, don't stop. Get stupid, get stupid, get stupid, don't stop.
To the left.
Welcome back to the post game for the International Challenge game sponsored by the IWFL. We are just waiting for coaches from both teams. They're in the middle of their post game tradition, which is to gather both teams in the middle of the field. And now they're doing the trophy presentation for the MVPs from both teams, which was number 38, Kara Whitman, D-line from the Manitoba Fearless. Her trophy was just presented. And number 22, McGee Steffes from the Vixen, who had a bunch of yards and a bunch of touchdowns today. And bonus, it's also her birthday. So we're just going to wait here for a second while Coach finishes talking to the teams. Can you grab me Canada's head coach? I want to get him for an interview, but I need a bit. Okay. Just a couple more minutes here. They're still finishing up the post-game celebration, waiting for the coaches to get some interviews. Actually, we might be able to get to the Manitoba coach right now, Coach Ferguson. Okay. All right. Hey, Coach. All right, we're here on WFBTalk.com with head coach for the Manitoba Fearless Women's Football Team, Craig. How do you pronounce your last name? Baczynski. Lots of consonants in that last name. Just a second, then we'll get you some comments from Coach. So, Coach, was today what you expected?
Probably a lot and more, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the girls from the Vixen brought a very good game today. I think they brought a little bit more than maybe we anticipated. I was a little disappointed in couldn't supply a little bit more, but I think we've learned a lot, and we get a lot to take home this year.
How was the trip down here?
Good walk. It's good. It's a team building.
How far away exactly is Manitoba?
Oh, we're not that far. I think it was a 7.5-hour bus ride.
Okay.
No, not
okay.
That at all.
All right.
We probably would have been closer going to Minneapolis than going here.
That's true. What surprised you about the mission? What surprised you the most about the mission?
Some of the players that they had picked up from the other team that was helping them out, they really added a lot of team speed and a lot of dynamics that we just weren't ready for or we were not anticipating. So they're a little quicker and a little more aggressive probably than we were used to. It was our first game of the year, so we really played like it was our first game.
Sure.
And we got to hand it to the Vixen. They played really well. They earned the win.
Yeah. What kind of experience did your girls have before playing for the Fearless?
Some of them, none at all. Some have played a little bit of high school. Some played for our Fearless team last year when we went away to Alberta to play a couple games. And like our defensive MVP, she's never played football before. She played touch or flag, offered in our area, but not tackle football.
What surprised you the most about your own players as they develop?
Oh, I don't think they really surprised me. I just think that they need to learn a lot more about the game, what's required to play the game, in and outs of how to play the game properly, that kind of stuff. But, it's a big step for them. We're a real fledgling program that's just getting off the ground, and it's a big step for us.
Great. Thank you very much, Coach. We'll see you next year.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to head over and find Mel Ferguson for the Vixen. The trophy has been presented to the Vixen, the winning team in this contest. Let's find Coach Ferguson. There he is. There with me just a second. Coach, can I ask you some questions for the radio people looking out there on the internet? I'm going to put him on the spot here, guys. Hang on. Okay, so did anything, was this what you expected for today's game?
Yes, both teams came out. They played a very, very competitive game. A lot of talent out there. Exactly what I expected.
Now, as is true in a lot of games where the score is kind of wide apart, a lot of big plays were the difference.
Yes.
So can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, I think today we just happened to have more big playmakers. Speed is what helped us, and that was one of the things that worked out for us.
Great. Thanks very much, Coach. We'll see you soon. Okay, that'll conclude our coverage of the International Challenge Games brought to you by the IWFL. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.